Welcome back, everybody. I'm Rick Kogan, filling in for John Williams, and I am talking momentarily to Dawn Jackson Blattner, sponsored by Jewel Osco. Get freshness at your fingertips. Dawn, you know all about freshness, don't you? You're a nutritionist. You're an author of the Flexation Diet. You're the author of the Superfood Swap. You're on the Shape Magazine Advisory Board. You're People Magazine Celebrity Diet Consultant, and many, many, many other things. What should I eat?
First of all,
what should I be eating?
Thank you so much for introducing. You know what freshness is. I'm like, yes, I do know what freshness is. Absolutely. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I walked over here on the Riverwalk, and it is so beautiful, I'll say. I mean, this is Chicago at its absolute best, is it not? And so I'll tell you, it really is produce season. You know, you walk into Jewel Osco, you see all of the colors. And so that, I will tell you, when you say, just tell me what to eat, what should I eat? I gotta say, it's all about, I call it the cart check, that you look at your cart or your basket, and before you check out, you make sure that it's loaded with color. And if you look down and it's like all beige, you're like, oops, you know, I probably didn't do this right. Go back to the produce section, load up.
Or if it's all frozen.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that would be bad too.
I mean, yes, color is really the big thing, and fresh would be even best, you know?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When people, I understand that point vividly. When people shop, they often overbuy. They can get intrigued by the color of this orange or of this tangerine and of these strawberries and say, wow, these look good and this looks great and this looks great, and do exactly what you're saying. But then don't they get in, can't they get in a jam that way?
Okay. This is the best. Have we all not been there? Like, this is legit.
So I don't do a lot of shopping, but I'm sure my friends and loved ones have.
Yes, exactly. We call it the struggle is real, that you buy all of this beautiful produce, and then you forget about it in your fridge. You don't use it, and all of a sudden you open your fridge, you go, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to have all this go to waste. So I, in fact, do have some ideas to help you not have that produce
go
to waste.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yes.
All right, my number one rule of thumb is you eat what you crave, eat what you love, right? So you don't just look at the vegetables and go, okay, how about another boring stir fry? You know, it's like that, you know what I mean? Who wants that every day, right? So what I say is like, hey, we live in Chicago. Let's make a pizza with all those vegetables in your fridge. Now, would I want that? Oh, yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think to myself, what are other things I crave? Oh, well, I crave tacos. I mean, come on. Don't you love tacos?
Sure.
I love tacos.
Of course.
So that's the same kind of thing. You can make a spinach and chicken taco. You can make all sorts of veggie tacos.
Should people start to sort of think of a menu before they walk into the store? Say, yeah, honey, man or woman, honey, I'm going to buy food for an entire week. And what do you want to eat? And make a list, kind of, and then shop accordingly? Or is that nuts?
I got to tell you, I love this idea. And meal planning ahead of time would definitely save you money, because you're not going to have all this stuff sitting in your fridge without a plan. So that is a great idea. However, I got to say, a lot of times, I don't even personally have a great meal plan when I walk in there. And sometimes when I walk in, I'm looking at that freshness at your fingertips, and I think to myself, oh my gosh, I want this. I didn't have that on my list. I want this. I didn't have it on my list. So, you know, even I end up with a ton of produce that I need to use.
What about, there must be ways, now I'm so intrigued by all this, there must be ways that people do not keep what they buy fresh. And they say, okay, here, I'm going to eat this, and they throw it in the icebox. I still say icebox instead of refrigerator. Throw it in the icebox, and then that's why they say, oh, man, this is no good now after 3 weeks in here. shouldn't there be some, maybe from you, but a method of learning how to keep what you buy fresh?
Yeah, I love it. So, yes, first, your idea is great. You're for sure getting like an A-plus in the dietitian book.
You think I should be a nutritionist?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He's just about on the road to being an honorary.
Friends and loved ones would say, hell no, but go ahead.
I mean, it's a great idea. So have a plan before you enter the grocery store. That's, boom, you said
Rick
it.
Rick Kogan, nutritionist.
Right? Boom. And then you said, hey, learn how to keep it. I mean, bottom line is, if you're shoving it in that produce little container that's like jammed at the bottom of your fridge,
yeah, right,
that you
right,
never
right.
crouch down to open up. I call it the rip drawer. Rest in peace. Anything you put in there, I mean, it's not coming out. You don't remember it. So eye level, you know, stuff that you need to eat, eye level.
Let me ask you another thing. I should take a break because I got you here this whole half hour. And when you go to Jewel Osco, you've already learned some valuable tips from my guest, Don Jackson Blattner, legendary nutritionist and food expert. Do you have any tips how people can deal with, I know a lot of people are getting sort of sticker shock when they go to the grocery store because of inflation. Is there something they should have in their heads, just a philosophy maybe, before they go in and think about buying this? Because a lot of people are hurting.
Oh, thank you for this question.
Sure.
I mean, it really is hitting home, right? And I got to say, an interesting answer to this question is buying what's in season. And what is in season is often, almost always, what is on sale. Because, you know, there's so much of it, it's in season.
Good
that
point.
It gets
point.
To be at a better price point. So I do feel like, you know, you sort of lean into, you know, looking at the sales papers to make that meal plan before you go, or to make, you know, some ideas of what you want to buy. And, you know, you're not only getting it at a good price, it's also tasty, right? You know, strawberries in the summer taste delicious.
Sure.
You know, in the winter, not as much. And so less expensive, better tasty. In season.
That's interesting. Can someone live? These are all like naive questions. I'm like a caveman or a person who just got down on Earth from Mars. Can people live on a strictly fruits and vegetables diet?
I would give that a hard no. Fruits and vegetables are fabulous. They literally, I say, fruits and vegetables protect people. I mean, they are protecting our cells from just about everything. But we do need protein foods like beans and lentils and chicken and eggs and dairy.
And steak.
Oh, yeah, of course. And a steak. I mean, come on. We live in the Midwest. Like, yeah,
true.
Of course. That should have been my first thing. What was I thinking? But yeah, you need those protein foods, but you also need grain foods. So you need like brown rice and quinoas and potatoes and sweet potatoes. You need fats like nuts and seeds and olive oil and fish. So bottom line is you really do need a robust diet of variety. Oh, actually, this is a good point. One of the coolest things in terms of research that is coming out, if you really want like a healthy gut, and that helps with your immunity and it helps with feeling good and mood, variety. The more variety you have in your diet, the more different fruits and vegetables you have, the more different proteins you have, the more different fats and grains, the better your microbiome or your gut. And so that, when I read that, I was like, dietitians say that all the time, like eat a varied diet.
Yeah.
But it actually is paying off, and research is showing have more variety.
Short of contracting you or inviting you to move into their house, how can people avail themselves of more knowledge about, you know, I think a lot of people go to the grocery store and say, well, my mother used to make this, or we used to eat this, and they haven't really explored. Because you go in a grocery store like a Jewel Osco, there are like 1,000 things I've never seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called decision fatigue. You go in, you see all this stuff. There's so many decisions you can make. You say, forget it. I don't know. I'm just going to get what I always get, you know?
Exactly.
And
it
really is a real phenomenon. And I'll tell you, one of the best things to do is take it down a notch. Chill out. Small changes make a big difference. So bottom line is, you know what? If you haven't looked around the produce section, you just buy the same four things over and over, buy one new thing.
That's a really good advice. I'm
Look
serious.
At that. Thank you. From the honorary nutritionist himself,
well,
I
don't like the word honorary involved in that. But yeah,
legendary, I guess we have to say.
No, it's a study of the nincompoop nutritionist. But that's a really good idea, I think, to just don't go nuts and try something new. Get the same things you get, but go, look, today I'm getting something new, and when something appeals to your eye, try it.
Yes. And you know, I got to say, this is why when people say, you know, oh, they're shocked that diets fail. Everybody's so shocked that diets fail. Well, guess what? Diets make you miserable, and it's a bunch of stuff you never usually eat. So the better option is this, what people call lifestyle change, where it's basically live your life and just make these small little incremental changes. And all of a sudden in a year, you'll wake up and you'll be a new person, but you didn't do it, you know, over the course of the, you know, this 2 week crash diet.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. What's something people should avoid? A general, Rick, you and all the listeners, don't eat this.
Okay.
What is really horrible for people?
Okay, I know this is going to sound, you know, like Sally Sunshine, but I'm going to say I do believe you can eat everything. Like, we eat hamburgers and pizza and tacos. We eat all things.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fries, everything. But just take whatever you usually love to eat, even if it is like the worst, like fast food things that you can think of, and just eat less of it and add fruits and vegetables. I honestly think in terms of a good first step is 9 out of 10 people don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. This is a huge problem. Yes, this is a real stat. And it is real troubling because enough fruits and vegetables protect us against disease. They help improve our mood, everything. They do everything. So if all you do is just add a little extra fruit or vegetable at your breakfast, lunch, dinner as a snack, I mean, you are going to do great things for your body.
Why is that? Are we just taught bad habits when we're young?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times fruits and vegetables can be intimidating. You know, they're not as easy to pop in your mouth as maybe a potato chip, you know, that, you know, maybe you have to clean them. Maybe you have to, you know, think a little bit more about it. Maybe you have to open the fridge and see them. Actually, this is why I like an everyday veggie tray, where you always have a vegetable tray in your fridge. You know, because I'll eat it at a party if it's out. But like, oh, if I open my fridge and it's there, I'll snack on vegetables there. So making it more convenient
and accessible.
Yeah, the accessibility, I think, is actually part of it. I mean, I do think people would actually eat more fruits and vegetables, that they like the taste of them, in fact, if they were around and easy.
Or if they, you know, chopped up strawberry or just prepared them. Prepared. Go ahead.
No,
revelation.
Yes, I'm raising my hands, flailing them, because you are so right. Again, this is why you're earning your degree with me, babe, is because bottom line, I do not eat the strawberries if they're sitting closed in the container in the back of my fridge. If I pull them to the front, clean and wash them and have them out in a bowl, I eat the whole thing. Our family is done with strawberries in a day. We love them, right? Or whatever, fruit or vegetable.
Don Jackson Blattner, it's a pleasure to meet you.
And
it's,
same.
It's a added pleasure to feel smarter having met you.
Yes.
So next time I go to the store, I'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
Thinking of you.
Thank you.
We'll be back.